you get some of the money if your corporations pay dividends and send you a check. You don't have any of the land because the corporations have the land. That's why the land is, in a sense, at risk, because corporations can go broke after 1991. Outsiders can try to buy up the shares and take over the corporations and in that way take over the land. The land the corporations hold could be taxed. That's what ANCSA is all about. It said, here's your land, but then it said, 20 years later, you've got to fight to keep it. That's what ANCSA really is.
I didn't understand George when he said something about, okay, the houses that HUD has here now, that land wouldn't belong to the person until after the house is paid off. Who does it belong to before then? Did they have something to do with the corporation too? How did you guys do that?
I wasn't involved in it then.
Jake, do you know?
In order for us to have our house built here, the Housing Authority or HUD needed the land, so the corporation gave the land to HUD Housing until the new houses were built. Until the houses were paid for, then the person that owned the house will get title to that land, the blocks that their houses are sitting in. So that's how that came about.
So the corporation don't have nothing to do with that land now?
No, they don't. Yeah, they gave it to HUD so they can build a house there, or else they wouldn't build a house there.
Okay.
All right, can we have your name, please?
Anna McGlashan.
Come up here and explain.
Uh-huh. Are you the city clerk?
Yes, and the secretary for the Yucatan Corporation.
Right, so you're the person who can explain all this.
Okay. How the HUD people got these housings here was they gave, the corporation had to give the HUD housing people quick claim deeds to the land in order for them to build housing here. If they didn't get that, we wouldn't have new housing here. That's how I knew how they got it.
What about the people who aren't in the HUD housing? What title do they have to their plots of land where their housing
They have are? A deed to their land from the Yucatan Corporation.
Under Section 14C?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I understand.
Okay.
Well, now that you're there speaking, Ms. McGlashan, what other thoughts do you have about all of this?
None, really. They didn't answer nor ask most of the questions that I was thinking about.
Okay. Mary, do you want to take the microphone to the back? There might be some of the older folks that would like to say a word or two.
Excuse me.
I don't.
You sure there's nothing you
can say? No. They already said it.
Yes. It's just both of what we're thinking about.
Do you agree with what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, I'm not in this corporation here. I'm with NATCA Corporation.
Well, then we'd especially like to hear from you about NATCA.
Well, I don't know nothing about it. I never lived out there. So, I never
maybe,
been out
maybe
there
we
for
could, maybe you could come up and tell us about that,
20
sir.
Years, I guess. I mean, since I left out there. I left out there in 1930. I was brought up here by Bill McGlashan and Polly McGlashan here in the village.
Well, that's a situation that comes up a lot, and I think that Mr. Berger would be interested in hearing about that, if you wouldn't mind going up front so that people could hear you.
Oh, you already know my name. My name's Leon Prokopyov.
Sorry, your name again?
Leon Prokopyov.
Leon Prokopyov.
You know, like I said, I'm not, well, I registered for here, but they put me out in NATCA, corporation. I don't know how that happened.
Here.
Yeah. How did that happen? I don't know.
You don't know how it happened?
I had him look into it, but still couldn't find out how it happened. Even had lawyers looking into it. Mm-hmm. I said I won't get no answer till 1991 or something like that. Yeah.
Were your parents from Atka?
Yeah.
Were you in Alaska in 1971, or were you away?
No, I was in Alaska. I was down in Port Lions in Kodiak.
Oh, see.
That's where I registered for here, but I didn't know how that got followed up.
Yeah.
Only one that's claimed here is my wife. But I registered myself and all my kids here, and they got me and my kids out in Atka. I didn't know how that happened. I had him try that, but they said they couldn't do it. I don't know.
Is there a way he could change his enrollment?
Yeah.
Well, it may be that if they open up the rolls to allow the children born since 1971 to be enrolled, they could then allow people to change their enrollment at the same time. That's possible.
Yeah, but I did enroll for this corporation. Yeah. But
well, if they do open it up and you enroll again, let's hope they get it right this time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people around the state who, like you, wound up in the wrong corporation. Well, tell me, does the Atka Corporation send you dividends and so on? You get news of what they're doing?
Yeah, I get news from them, yeah. I mean, papers are voting for new. But I
get
them too
papers.
Late. I can't fill them out, you know. They come too late.
Well, you get news and papers from them. Do you get any checks from them?
No, not since they know I belong there, because they keep sending me papers.
Yeah.
I never heard if they got any dividends or anything out there. Like Gakutan Corporation here, they got people here got $1,000 each 1 year.
In this corporation? What year was that?
What year was that? You guys got that $1,000 in the corporation. That was about 6 years ago. Well, they didn't have this building yet then. We still had meeting over in that, where the clinic is now. When that was brought up.
Well, any other comments, Mr. Prokofiev?
No, but it seemed like these guys had everything that's for the corporation, so I have no more. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Anyone else there at the back? Well, what we'll send you is a transcript. We'll have typed up what everybody said here today, including what I said, and we'll type that up and send it to the mayor and to the president of the village corporation, and we'll send it to the tribal council if you like. But that'll come to you in a couple of months. And then next summer, I'll send you my report, and I'll send it to everybody who spoke today, as well as to the village corporation and the tribal council and the mayor's office. So you'll hear from us. But I'm traveling all over the state. I've been to about 33 villages and towns. And I'm going to go to about 20 more before the year is out, And then I'll sit down and write my report, and it'll be ready in the summer, and I'll send it to you. So you'll hear from me.